Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Here we talk about all things step-parenting, blended family, divorce, remarriage, and being a fucking badass. Listen and subscribe to the Trade Up Stepmom podcast. If you have a question you'd like to ask or a topic you'd like to hear about, please email me at thetradeupstepmom@gmail.com. You can also find me on Instagram as thetradeup_stepmompodcast or on Facebook as The Trade Up Stepmom. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. So we just jump right in. We start recording. I try not to edit anything out. So if there's anything that I ask you that you don't want to answer, please don't feel obligated. Just let me know and we'll move on to something else. Sound good?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right. Well, for the listeners, why don't you give them a little introduction of yourself?
My name is Jessica. I just very recently got engaged to my long-term boyfriend.
Woohoo!
Yay! super excited about that. Hopefully we get to, you know, make it official and everything by the end of the year. That's our goal. So super excited, and all of the kids were kind of in on all the proposal, and it was adorable. We've been together for 7 years, and family is his, hers, and then ours. So myself, I have two sons. He has a daughter and a son, and together we have a daughter ourselves.
So big family.
Yes, very, very big family.
That's awesome. What is your guys' custody schedule like with his and yours?
Well, when we first got together, he was on a 50-50 alternating weeks with his children. And I was more of a 70-30 primary custody, where dad got every other weekend. And then eventually about 2 years in, we were able to get onto the same schedule. So we had all of the kids for a whole week and then none of the kids for a week until, we had an hour's baby, and then that schedule continued on. So, and then, my boys actually ended up moving in full time in our home this February. So it's been a little bit of everything.
Yeah, sounds like it. How old are all of the kids?
Let's see. My stepdaughter would be 16. My oldest son is 15. And then we both have two 13-year-old boys. And then our daughter is almost 30.
Okay, cool. So something people ask me all the time is, do the kids get along?
You know what? Some days they're best friends, and some days they want to claw each other's eyes out.
That's funny. I always say they fight like siblings, because that's exactly what it is. They love each other. They hate each other.
Absolutely. It's like a little roller coaster. You get in a groove of things, everything's going really good, then something happens and everybody's mad at each other, and then, you know,
yeah,
a little time passed and back to being all okay.
Yeah, back to normal. So what is your relationship with your kid's bio dad, and then what is it like with your husband and his ex?
Him and his ex, they co-parent pretty well. They have open communication between phones. They're able to text or call each other if somebody can't pick up on a certain day or get to a specific sport. You know, they co-parent very well together. Myself and my ex, on the other hand, are more a parallel parenting. So basically on a need to know sort of basis. Mm-hmm. Otherwise it's primarily the kids just kind of let us know their schedules of sports and things like that from the coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that with my ex. It's mostly parallel as well. So your husband gets along well with his ex and they co-parent well. Have you and her like met? Do you get along?
We have met. We actually, our oldest kids prior to either of the divorces were in elementary school growing up all together. Our younger boys were on the same t-ball team. So it's a small community where we live out in East County. And so everybody pretty much knows each other. He separated from his ex for, you know, whatever reason. And several months later, I separated from my ex for things that were ugly on that end. And we ended up started dating probably about 6 months later and been together ever since. So
that's awesome. So how soon after you guys started dating were you like officially brought into the kids' lives? Because obviously you kind of knew each other, but when was it like official?
I would say it was about, well, we got together in October and then officially met the kids on a desert trip, and that was over Thanksgiving, so a month and a half, I would say.
Oh, okay. All right. So not like within 24 hours like I did?
No, and we were trying to be respectful because, you know, when you start dating someone new and you're not sure if it's going to work out or if it's going to be just a fling, mm-hmm. then you don't want to bring the kids around right away. But sometimes that's just the way it goes.
Yeah. Or sometimes, like in my husband's case, he knew. I felt like I knew too, but you know, it's different for everyone.
Yeah. It's funny because when we did get together, it was because I was walking past him at school when we were both picking up on custody day, and it was like yoga pants and a hoodie and never looked back.
Yeah. And he's like, "Hey girl." Yeah. That's awesome. So like, obviously you guys have been together for a while, a few years. So What are some things that have come up for you guys, like when you were initially blending, or things that you still, have to struggle with or work through in your blended family life?
I think sports is a big blending, I wouldn't say issue, but a challenge within a family, because mm-hmm. when you have three of the four sports playing age kids going in three different directions and there's two of you, you miss out. So, you know, it's hard to juggle those schedules and make each of them feel important and, you know, that you're there for them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get that. We've struggled with sports. I know I did a sports episode because, my husband's ex would sign the kids up for sports and the kids didn't always want to play the sports, but then like we felt obligated to take them because she paid for it, even, you know, without the heads up and all of that. And it just ended up being crazy. Like I remember one day we had three kids that all had sports like within an hour of each other, but they were doing these sports in three different towns. And the closest one was like 30 minutes to us. So they were all too young to like leave there by themselves. And it's just, it gets so crazy and chaotic.
It does. Yeah. Thankfully we do have our families nearby. So, you know, when one of us can't make it, you know, like Grammy will step in or Mama will step in and, you know, run them around town, get them to practice if we're not able to do so. So they are, you know, the older ones, you know, my stepdaughter, she has a car, so she can come and go as she please now, but, the others all need rides wherever they got to go.
Right. Yeah. So with your stepdaughter, then if she's driving, like, I feel like so many questions are answered just when you know that someone co-parents very well with the other parent. But when it comes to her driving, like, what was that conversation like with the car and the insurance and who does what? Obviously, I assume it worked out well for you guys, but what did that look like for you?
You know, that really, like, for me personally, I wasn't really a whole lot involved except for once the vehicle was purchased, getting her added to our insurance policy, and making sure that the vehicle got registered in her name. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, my fiance and his ex, they worked it out. You know, I'm not even sure exactly who found it, but they decided amongst themselves that that was the one, and everybody pitched in whatever their portion was going to be, with the extended family. And last year there was a big, you know, family 16th birthday party, and everybody attended for her and, you know, gave her the vehicle, and she stood with both mom and dad and took pictures, and it was great because we all got to be together. And now we just, they worked it out where until she's 18, we'll do the first year of the registration and insurance. And then next year, you know, her mom will take care of the insurance and registration.
That's cool. That's good. Cause then it's like not a lot of flip and flop and back and forth.
Yeah. It's helpful because rather than saying, you know, here's the bill every single month, you know, somebody Venmo somebody and you're constantly exchanging hands, it's, you know, whatever insurance company you already have, you know, you're adding a vehicle to it and you just run it on your policy. So works out with everybody.
That's good. Do you guys have, like, or does your husband and his ex have certain, like, rules with her with the car? And I ask this because a lot of people in the stepmom role typically have younger stepkids, right? So they've not reached this car level. And I know how we did it with the car, and how we're currently doing it with another kid and a car. And so I'm curious as to, like, do you guys pay for the insurance, or is she responsible for the stepdaughter? Is she responsible for pitching in a little bit, or responsible for gas, anything like that?
Well, as far as my stepdaughter, we're covering her insurance as long as she keeps her grades up.
Oh,
so whatever that agreement is with her and dad of her grades, you know, he basically said, we've got you until, you know, next year when your mom has you. We didn't ask her to pitch in for any of that. When it comes to, like, gas, she doesn't really stay with us a whole lot anymore. She'll just kind of pop by the house. And so every once in a while, she'll say, hey, Dad, want to meet for brunch? And they'll have breakfast and fill up the tank, or, you know, she'll be at the field and we'll see her at one of the games and we'll say, you know, how's your fuel tank look? You know, do you want to follow us to the gas station? And she'll say she's good, or no, can you Venmo me? And so it's not expected to buy her gas all the time, but, you know, when she needs it, we're there.
That's awesome. And it seems like it's kind of chill. It's never like, you know, a panic to get it or like frustration on your guys' end. It's just like, you know, we can do this. And, you know, if she has the time to do it with you, then great. And if not, you know, whatever, Venmo or whatever it is.
Yeah. And it's easy because, you know, it kind of gives her that, you know, treat her more as an adult, give her that freedom, you know, to go out and make adult decisions, because before you know it, she's going to be off to college and who's going to, you know, help her there.
Right. Yeah.
So
what do you,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh no, you go.
Oh, I was going to say she said that she wants to go out of state, so she won't even be like somewhere super close where we could even like drive, and it won't be in Southern California anywhere.
Right. Yeah. It won't be nearly as convenient.
No.
What do you suspect it'll look like when your kids start driving? You said you have boys?
Yes, I have two boys. My oldest, he'll be 18 in July, but he's still waiting on his permit. So we have a little Ranger for him. It needs some work, so it's kind of a little project. So when he's not doing sports, he can go out there and learn something about a vehicle and wrench on it, and he knows that it's his.
Yeah, and he can like have his hands on it and put the work into it, and then that's his.
Yeah, and I mean, we're gonna kind of do the same deal with him. You know, he, you know, is gonna have to figure out where he's gonna get a job, and you know, running all around town, I'm not gonna pay him for his fuel to just do whatever he wants. But if he's going to and from school, or you know, if he's gonna pick up his brother somewhere, or you know, pick his baby sister up from daycare, I'll give him some gas money for, you know, the necessities, not to just, hey, I want to go meet my buddies at the beach on a Friday night for a bonfire.
Right. Yeah, we did that with Izzy when she first got her license, because that's when we had five kids, five different schools, three different towns. And so she and Gabe get out at the same time. And so like that was easy, right? And then you have to drive like probably about 20 minutes to where Zoe was going to school, but she got out of school like an hour later than they did. So she'd just have to sit in the car and wait. And so we gave her like, I think it was like $10 every time she did that for us, because it saves me an hour in the car.
Yeah. And it would be the time in the car and the fuel going up there, and right, gives her a snack at the end of the day.
Right. Exactly. Yes. Oh, goodness. Kids.
Yep. But they grow fast.
I know. Too. And yours look tall from what I saw on Facebook or Instagram.
Yes. Yes. They're both taller than me, and they love to rub that in my face. I'm 5'7" and one's 5'9" and one's 5'10", and they don't look like they're going to stop growing anytime soon.
Yep. Yep. I'm 5'8" and Matthew is over 6 feet tall now. So he sure thinks that that's cool.
Yeah. I'm like, that's okay. I'll still knock you out, buddy.
Right. Yeah. Don't try me.
No.
So I want to know about your R's baby. You guys came into this already with, you know, a few kids. What made you decide to have an R's baby, and what did that conversation look like?
Well, when we first got together, we both kind of laid everything on the table. Like, what does a blended family sort of look like? Is there, you know, are you interested in getting married again? Are you interested in having kids again? Because I knew basically where I stood, and I didn't want to take marriage again off the table. And after I had both my boys, with my ex, which this is the biggest blessing in disguise that happened probably, is I had a miscarriage, and it was a little girl that I always wanted to have a little girl. And I was heartbroken for a really long time. And then I met Brian, and I basically said, you know, this is what I want out of life. And I've got to know, now, like before I invest in a relationship with you, like, are these deal breakers for you? Because if they're deal breakers, like, I'm going to walk away. Like, nice having dinner.
Yeah, that was your own deal breaker.
Yeah. So, and he was on board for both. And we met in 2016
would be about 7 years.
2016. Yes. I don't know why my brain does that. Yes. In 2016, in October. And we bought a house in 2019. And then that was in February. I found out actually by, you know, peeing on a stick that I was pregnant on New Year's Day 2020. So that was and he laughs because he said, you know, I knew way before you did because we'd go to our favorite restaurant and he'd order the same thing that he always orders. And the last time we went there, I was like, ew, that stinks. Like, your plate and push it over there. And he didn't say anything. And I came out of the bathroom with the stick, like, bawling my eyes out, like, because I was on birth control and that was not expected. And it was not, at that moment, it felt like such the wrong time. But you decide, okay, this is happening, and then you go through hell, and then you come out the other side, and you look back at it now, and you're like, wow, you, like, really went through the mud in that period, but look at where you are now, and you wouldn't be where you are now if you didn't go through that, so
yeah,
she's worth it.
Yeah, so. I was thinking when you said that, like, there's never a bad time to have a baby. Like, I mean, yes, kind of, but really, like, you never regret having a baby, right?
No. And it, like, it happened, and after bawling my eyes out to him saying, like, what are we gonna do? And he's like, well, what kind of a question is that? And I'm like, well, I know what I want. Like, are you still on board? And he said, yeah. And so then, you know, here she came out in August.
Yeah. And wow. Like COVID.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It was, thankfully, our hospital was allowing you one partner. So whether that was your mom, your husband, your wife, your whoever you wanted in that room with you was... you were allowed that one person. And when you got checked in, you had to stay there the entire time. Oh. Until mom and baby were ready to go home and sleep on that terrible stuff. You couldn't have you couldn't have any visitors. They were doing like Uber Eats where you could order food between certain times and they would bring it up to you. Otherwise, you were eating like 7-Eleven sandwiches, which at 3 a.m. is probably the best sandwich you'll ever have.
3 a.m. after giving birth, yeah.
Yes, but now I would never touch them again, but it's just funny. So, but yeah, no, they're, now it's, you look back and you're like, wow, like, wouldn't have it any other way. And she is quite the little pistol. Has totally my attitude. It's the cutest thing and it'll annoy you to hell, but so,
but she's got all those big brothers, so she's got to be a little sassy.
Yes. And big sister who teaches her that she's not gonna put up with anybody's stuff.
Oh, good. So what is their relationship like then with your bio, or I should say your ours baby versus the other kids? What is that like?
She like loves them all, and all of them, you know, have a different special bond with her. Mm-hmm. One loves to be really silly with her. One's more serious. One she'll just go and hang out with. So they all have a little bit of a different personality, obviously. And so when she's looking for that type of attention, she kind of gravitates towards that, you know, sibling.
Right. Yeah. Whoever she's in the mood for.
Yeah. And because she like hardly gets to see Sissy now. So like when we go to a game, you know, ours baby will like run across the parking lot or of the fields and, you know, run up to the fence or run up to her. And, you know, if my stepdaughter's out of the, you know, field for whatever reason and we see each other, like they both start running towards each other, you know, because they miss each other.
Yeah.
So it's really cute.
Yeah, that's sweet. How old is your ours baby now?
She's almost 3.
Okay. All right.
So she's little.
Yeah, so she probably doesn't understand, you know, like the kids leaving, and it's probably just one of those things where this is how it is and she knows it and that's kind of it right now.
Well, she definitely notices when they're not there. Because since February, my bio boys are here, you know, all the time. Mm-hmm. Where her bubby, as she calls him, you know, is here for a week and then he's gone. So, you know, we'll say like it's time for dinner and then she'll like go to his room and like, no bubby. And I'm like, I know, babe. I'm like, he's with his mommy right now. Like, he'll be back here, you know, in 2 days or whatever. And so then he comes home from school and we come home from daycare and she gets to see him and is happy again. But she realizes.
Yeah, I think they understand a lot more than we think they do at that age.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't really had to, like, explain anything to her. We just tell her, like, you know, if Sissy's not here and she's looking for her, like, oh, she's with her mommy right now. So, and there was a time where she would, you know, ask, you know, where's, you know, Bubba? And I'm like, oh, you know, he's with Dad. So she figures it out, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did either you or your fiance tell your exes about the pregnancy?
I did not.
Surprise!
I'm like, I don't think he did either.
Just kind of was what it was, and when she saw you with your baby belly, then that's that?
No, I think the kids might have said something to either of them. Mm-hmm. Or they just saw me. I don't think that, like my boys with the parallel parenting, they didn't really come back from the other house and like really talk about it.
Right.
They didn't, you know, there were some things that they shared. And I don't know if, because they knew I was pregnant, if they would share that with their dad and stepmom. I actually don't even know. I didn't ever even ask them. But I know, like, with my stepdaughter and my stepson, like, they knew. And I don't know if she found out or if the kids told her. But, I mean, we went to all the sporting events together, so I'm sure she saw me.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't look like a burger belly.
No, and I don't think there was ever any issues or anything that was even said about it. So, and his ex is also still really good friends with his mom and sister. So, mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure there would have been a conversation between, you know, that part of the family, you know, yeah, that didn't come to either of us.
Yeah. Do you like your mother-in-law and sister-in-law? You get along well with them? And, like, are you cool with them having a good relationship with the bio mom?
It's difficult sometimes with the relationship there because there's, like, certain things in our home we don't agree with, or we might do something some way and it upsets the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of goes like hand in hand with the ex and my future mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Some days are really good. We'll go through a season where everything seems really, really good. And then something will happen and you don't really know what happens. And all of a sudden there's a problem and you're kind of looking around like, well, what did I do? I don't understand. So it's tough, but you know, we are always there for each other. And, you know, the kids absolutely love, like, on both sides of the family. So, you know, I definitely make that extra effort to harness that, like, relationship.
Right. And allow them to have that relationship regardless of what season you might be in.
Yeah. And it's important because a lot of our events are all in Entangled. And with the co-parenting being so good that it is, you know, we'll be sitting in the stands and they'll be sharing, you know, a video with each other of, you know, one took one from one game and one took one from another. And, or they'll be talking about, you know, working on this with a swing or, you know, planning an event or something like that. So it's not that you like weren't hanging out on a Friday night, but in those moments of when you're going to be together for the kids' events, there is that intermingling, which is helpful because you do get to kind of bounce ideas and share information with each other that you might not know.
Yeah. Yeah. I always make it a point to try and sit by, you know, my stepkid's mom, if she's at a sporting event that I'm at, just because I think it's good for them. Like, they know where their train section is and we're all right there. I would really prefer to not sit next to her. But I can be cordial and I can be nice and I can do it for the kids. And then obviously, you know, I've done it for this many years. So, you know, what's a few more, right? I'm like halfway through. but I actually had an incident last week at Zoe's game where BioMom, like, I don't want to say like raised her hand to me, but kind of like motioned her hand at me, like in a very firm, matter of fact way, and raised her voice to me. And I was like, I don't want to say I was surprised, but she's never talked to me like that before. And all I was asking for is, like, I just told her, you know, oh, we'd love to be involved in something like that. And well, that's why I'm telling you now. And I was just like, oh my gosh. But I think, like, what's so great is when your husband and his ex both are on the same page with, like, what's best for the kids and do it for the kids and make it work for them, you know. And then of course you're on board because they're on board, and it can be so easy. It doesn't have to be hard. And I think that's what's so frustrating. Like, I am willing to make it easy. I am happy to help, you know, and then I just don't get that. So
yeah, it's hard though, because, you know, sometimes things get voluntold. And it's not necessarily like the sports, because the kids want to play the sports. So, right. You know, whether it was us signing them up or her signing them up, it didn't make a difference. It's more of, you know, oh, I'm taking off, you know, these days to, you know, go to the river or something like that. And it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, transition day is on Friday, not on Thursday. Or there'll be times where, you know, we want to, you know, take the kids to the movies for the night, and well, you can't take them to the movies because, you know, the bio mom wanted to take them to the movies somewhere else, and it was, you know, blown off one night, and then the next night it was all day. And So it's more or less told that something's going to happen. And like my fiance is very agreeable with things like that. So like as his partner, it's hard because, you know, you're planning an event or a dinner or something, you know, what's somebody's favorite, or an event to go hang out and play at or watch a movie or something like that. And you don't get the opportunity to, like, you're planning for a certain day and then all of a sudden you're being told, no, you can't go do that.
Right. And would that happen, like, on your scheduled custody days?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. Or like, if we wanted to plan something, like, during one of her parenting time schedules, it would be, like, kind of letting her know, like, really far in advance. And then at the last minute is like, well, I got these tickets for something else tomorrow night. And it's like, but we've had this plan for, you know, 6 months. Like, thought you were cool with the dates. So sometimes it's kind of frustrating. But at the end of the day, we basically just kind of talk to the kids and say, all right, well, you know, we're still going to go out to the river. If you want to be a part of this tournament, you know, you can stay home, but we're going to be going and we're going to go without you. And then it kind of hurts, you know, the kids' feelings. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you're old enough now to make that decision. Do you want to go play? Or, you know, do you want to stay home and do something else? That's fine, but we're going to go do this without you.
Yeah, make the choice.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the kids are getting upset about us doing things or not being included in something. But it's like, you made the choice to not be a part of it. So your consequence is having to live with seeing the aftermath of the choice you decided to not be a part of.
Right. So, and especially if you guys are planning, you know, months in advance and it's last minute canceled, like, they're old enough where you can be honest with them, you know, like, hey, we asked your mom, you know, months ago if we could do this. And, you know, now she's wanting to do this. And so we're leaving it up to you.
Yeah.
And even then it's tricky because you kind of have to, like, really think about what you say before you say it and tread lightly, because the way you word things, you know, it has to come off as not accusatory or anything like that, because then that puts the kids, you know, on automatic defense. And something that we struggle with is the kids being honest about what they want. What they're more worried about still to this day is hurting their mom's feelings or upsetting her. So they always gravitate towards what she wants or what they think she wants, as opposed to what they actually want. And that's our struggle. We just want them to be honest. We don't care what the answer is. We just want them to, you know, be honest about what they want.
Yeah, I don't think at first, I think the honesty portion was a lot harder for us, but just very early on in the relationship. Once, you know, things became a little bit more established, once we got our house, everything was a little bit more permanent. We went to the river one weekend. It happened to be a holiday weekend. We had known that we were going to go to the river for quite some time, let the kids know what the dates were. And it was like a ball tournament comes up, and it's like, well, you know, if you guys want to stay home, that's your choice, but we've already had this trip booked. So, you know, the hotel's already paid for. We've already got the boat loaded up. We're still going. If you want to stay home, then that's fine. But don't be butthurt, you know, when we come home on Sunday and we're cleaning out the boat and we look like we had a good time.
I was going to say, suntanned.
You know, they get to see the pictures all weekend long. So sometimes they're just going to miss out.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can only imagine how hard it is for them. Like, if they're torn because they want to do, you know, both things, but they can't, you know, figure it out, or, you know, can't decide what they'd rather do. You know, it's kind of a bummer that they have to do that. But at the same time, like you said, they're old enough. They can make that decision for themselves.
Well, it's almost like they kind of do it already on the daily. So just making a bigger choice, I guess, because every day they've got to, you know, decide between something.
Right.
So.
Yeah. We tend to, you know, like we don't, I should say, like we schedule things around the kids and what kids we have. Right. So like date nights, we do it on our one kid free day a month. And then if we go somewhere, we either plan it where we have all of them or we have none of them and it's just him and I going. But I really try to not schedule things on their mom's time because I know the answer is going to be no. And what she does is she'll say, well, let me ask the kids and see what they want to do. But then there goes the honesty part where they just want to do what she thinks they want. And so it's always like, nope, they don't want to do that. They want to stay here with me. So, you know, yeah, as much as I'd love to give them that opportunity, I can't always do that. And when she says, like, let me ask the kids, I'm thinking to myself, like, you're the parent, you make the decision. Ours are also younger, you know, yours are a little bit older, but.
Yeah. I mean, the kids, I mean, the, like specifically my stepdaughter, you know, she's got her car. So, you know, if she wants to spend, you know, 3 weeks at mom's house, she does that because she wants to. You know, it just all kind of depends on what sports are going on and things like that. But for the most part, you know, the schedules, you know, we did family photos. And so I specifically scheduled them like 2.5 months in advance and knew that that weekend was at that time an all kid weekend, because that was prior to my two boys staying with us now all full time. Mm-hmm. So, I had that date already out, you know, let my fiance know. And I said, hey, like you need to let the kids know, you know, you're the dad, that's your job. I booked it. Like, talk to the kids. They want to be there. Here's the date. If they don't, that's fine too. But kind of like, this is what's going to happen with or without them. So he let them know. And, you know, even got, you know, my stepson a new shirt and all that sort of stuff. And my stepdaughter, you know, she wasn't able to be there. She had a lot of schoolwork, so unfortunately, you know, she elected to miss out, and, you know, unfortunately, those photos won't have her in them, and years down the road, it's gonna be like, well, what happened? Where was I? Well, remember, that was the time when you wanted to not participate, so the end result is gonna be, unfortunately, them growing up not wanting to be a part of something rather than being excited to be a part of something.
Right. And then they'll be older and they can reflect back and like, oh, dang, I wish I would have done that. Or I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. And it's really unfortunate because it's more on our end. We're like, hey, like, you know, we really hope you can make it. You know, I'll let them know, hey, it's, you know, kind of important to your dad that you be a part of this today, you know, or hey, can I get you a new outfit, something like that. So that way it helps encourage it, but at the end of the day, can't force any of them.
Right. And then now, like, she missed the proposal because I'm like, he was really planning hard.
yeah, in fact, that whole thing, like I said at the very beginning, that all happened with the help of both my bio boys and my stepson. My stepson was riding all around town on his bicycle, you know, heading up the local, the liquor store down the street to see if there was a ring pop. And so that has, you know, a significance in our life all the way back, you know, to when we very, very first met. So it, you know, it was just perfect. And I didn't even notice. And my fiance is looking at me like, how did you not see him hiding behind the bushes opening something? I'm like, because I was trying to distract the baby, you know, to get a photo of her, you know, with one of her brothers. And I'm behind the photographer, you know, jumping around saying, look over here, look over here. I wasn't paying attention to the weird children in the bushes because my youngest is like that all of the time. He has so much energy. He's the one, can I climb the tree? Can I run in the bushes? So no, I didn't. I had no idea. And they were all in on it. So that's what makes that so special. Like that, you know, it's super unfortunate because my stepdaughter missed out on a great opportunity. Then on the flip side, I have my stepson who's just ecstatic. So like going out of his way to talk to his dad about, you know, now what he wants to wear and, you know, things like that. So you have at this moment kind of two extremes.
Right. Yeah. One on one side and one complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think your stepmom role, or I should say like just your role in the lives of your stepkids, do you think that's going to change at all? Or do you feel like you've been a stepmom the whole time and the marriage part is just the marriage?
Honestly, I feel like your role as a stepmom, your role as a parent, just like a head of household sort of figure, it kind of changes and evolves as the kids get older. So in one season, you know, they don't like you. They want nothing to do with you. You are, you know, the evil wicked witch, and you know, they're probably throwing darts at my picture in their room. And I'm sure it's true. And then the next minute you have, you know, them asking, you know, to take you down to In-N-Out because they want a burger and they want to treat you to dinner. And you're like, no, dude, save your money. I've got dinner tonight. Like you said, you wanted a burger. Let's go get some food. So your kids and you have that bio kids and your stepkids and their age and what they're going through in their maturity and their friends' influence like warps them. And so you're constantly just as a parent figure figuring them out, and they're figuring you out because as you're getting older, like I am not the same mom I was, you know, 5 years ago. I'm not the same mom I was, you know, 3 years ago before the baby. So, you know, and there's a lot of times where my attention is on her and it's not on any of the other kids because she's having a meltdown in the middle of the store and throwing herself on the floor.
Right.
So I have to focus on this. Like, sorry, bud. I know I got to pick you up from school right now, but your sister's throwing a fit on the floor. I'll call you back. Click. And they're probably on the other end going like, really, mom? Like,
what the heck? Get your shit together, mom.
Like, you just fucking hung up on me? Really right now? Like, I can only imagine the thought that's going through my son's head when I hang up on him. Like, did she really just do this? And it's not because of them. It's because of her. But it doesn't change my relationship. And, you know, each of the kids kind of evolve. So, you know, like I said, one day they love you, one day they hate you. But I feel like the marriage part is for him and I. Like,
I agree.
it's something that it wouldn't matter if Ellie was here or not, but like him and I, like that's the marriage. And you know, the baby, she's along for the ride. And but that doesn't change my role to any of the kids, I feel, not as a bio mom or a stepmom. Like I feel like that's going to continue to get close relationships and continue to have pushback because they're changing and you're changing as an adult. So
yeah,
I feel like that'll always be evolving. And just because now, because it'll be hard because my bio boys, I'll no longer share a name with, but my stepkids and my ours baby, I'll share a name with. So it changes the dynamics. And, you know, the kids understand, but at the same time, it doesn't change the person I am.
Right. So. I get it. Yeah. I think that, you know, you're a stepmom when you're in a committed relationship and you're doing all the mom things. You know, that's a stepmom. It's not, oh, I'm married and so now I can be a stepmom. But until then, you know, I'm just dad's girlfriend or whatever.
You know, it's funny that you say that because I refer to myself as stepmom or my stepkids just to random people who it's so much longer to explain the situation than it really is worth. But when I come home and but before last Sunday, I would give him a hard time because I always wanted something more and I knew he did too, but there was just that something holding him back. And so I would give him a hard time and I'd be like, oh, no, I can't help you. I'm just the girlfriend. Like that's not a girlfriend role. That's a wifey role. And if you want a wifey to do your taxes, you better, hook one up because
I'm gonna need to see some diamonds.
Yeah, just the girlfriend doesn't take care of this. So however, the nice aspect of the piece of paper is that then when you need to call the doctor and get an appointment, they'll actually talk to you rather than your name is what? I'm sorry, we need to have the patient call back. So that's the plus side to that one.
Yeah, I hear you there. Well, I'm so happy that you got engaged. When I saw the pictures, I honestly didn't know that you weren't already married or engaged. But I saw them and I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. And I was just so excited for you, especially because the kids were there. So
they were. And the one sneak peek that I have from our photographer is that photo, and all of the kids' genuine faces are just priceless. All of the boys are so happy, and our daughter is just, she wants the freaking ring pop. Like, yeah. That's all she wanted. So,
aww.
We'll see how the rest come out.
I can't wait to see them. I was so excited for you, and I could see you know, on the kids' faces how excited they were for you. So yes. I'm just so happy for you, and I'm so glad you came on the podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Well, I will be in touch with you. And I mean, if you want to share your socials, you can, but you don't have to. But I will stay in touch with you.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much for having me.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.